97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Hundreds lined Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau over the weekend for a protest against ICE. Isabella Nieto reports.
It was one of many protests happening in Wisconsin on Saturday and one of hundreds nationwide. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel was there.
I was thinking, you know, maybe 100 people show up, and there were over 500 people that showed up. So many young people.
The protests come in the wake of federal immigration officials fatally shooting Green Bay native Alex Preddy on January 24th. And after 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas a few days prior. Stensel says Saturday's protest reflected on those events. She said one person brought a sign that stood out.
The one that struck me the most is somebody had, it was computer generated, but it showed a little boy in the, I call them Nazi pajamas, that was behind bars. And then it showed Liam with his rabbit hat standing on the other side, and they're looking at each other.
The father and son were released following a judge's order and have been returned to Minneapolis as of Sunday. She says there were some counter-protesters expressing support for ICE.
Across the street, there was, I think, 3 people over there. And then there was, it was either 2 or 3 younger men standing in the crowd holding a Trump and Vance sign. And they just stood there. You know, they didn't really heckle anybody. You know, they were respectful.
She says organizers of the event are planning another protest towards the end of the month.
Average gas prices have fallen 5.2 cents over the last week for an average of $2.49 on Monday. This is 7.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say more states are likely to see increases than decreases over the coming weeks. They say oil prices jumped to their highest level in months due to geopolitical tensions, but the national gas price average saw little change because of a weakening U.S. dollar and supply concerns. Prices are rising on much of the West Coast as they begin transition to summer gasoline and anticipate an April refinery shutdown in California. Officials say the number of states seeing increases will likely outpace those seeing decreases in the weeks ahead. Tribal governments are encouraging Indigenous people to obtain and carry tribal IDs with them everywhere as ICE agents continue activities around the country. The Wisconsin Examiner reports that several Wisconsin tribes issued statements voicing concerns about the stops and offering advice to their members. Civic Media's Lisa Hale reports that in January, the Stockbridge Muncie community alerted members on Facebook that Native Americans, quote, are being caught up in raids and detained, end quote. Many note the irony that the Indigenous First People of the land have to prove their citizenship. Mid-State Technical College and Waukesha County Technical College are hosting an event to launch a new AI Data Specialist Associate Degree program. The program is designed to prepare students for careers in artificial intelligence and data analytics. The launch event will be this Friday, February 6th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Ametta Center in Stevens Point. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day, or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you noticed a jump in price at your local gas station this week, you're not alone. Melissa Kay reports.
Average gas prices rose 4.8 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $2.54 on Monday. This is 10.2 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and more than 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say seasonal trends will now begin as the West Coast starts to transition to summer gasoline. Those pressures are expected to gradually push eastward in the weeks ahead, potentially driving the national average back above the $3 per gallon mark. Gas Buddy officials say average prices could linger at that level for at least part of the spring. I'm Melissa Kay.
Wisconsin lawmakers haven't done enough to reduce tobacco usage in the state. That's according to the American Lung Association. Its data says tobacco use kills nearly 8,000 Wisconsinites every year, making it the leading cause of preventable death and disease both in the state and across the country. The American Lung Association releases a review on tobacco control each year, in which Wisconsin typically receives mostly failing grades. The review awards letter grades to states based on five categories. Wisconsin received F grades in tobacco prevention and cessation funding, access to cessation services, and flavored tobacco products, as well as a D grade for tobacco taxes. Now, the state did receive a B grade in a final category, ensuring smoke-free air. The American Lung Association is calling on state lawmakers to raise Wisconsin's legal age of sale for tobacco products to 21, protect the statewide smoke-free air law, and create tax parity between cigarettes and e-cigarettes. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is co-sponsoring legislation to redirect billions of dollars earmarked for immigration and customs enforcement in President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill to local law enforcement agencies. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly with the story.
According to a press release, the Public Safety Act would redirect nearly $75 billion in funding to help hire and train around 200,000 local police officers around the country. The legislation was originally proposed by Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from New Mexico. Of that nearly $75 billion, $45 billion would be reallocated to the Byrne JAG program to fund support training, crime victim assistance programs, and crime prevention. Nearly $30 billion would be reallocated to the COPS hiring program. In the press release, Senator Baldwin says it's clear that President Donald Trump's ICE is out of control and the influx of masked, armed, and untrained agents is making communities less safe. She says ICE doesn't need a blank check and the funding should be used to double down on investing in local police to ensure safety. I'm James Kelly.
A new survey shows Wisconsin employers don't think students are prepared for the workforce. The survey from the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce finds that over half of responding employers say Wisconsin's K-12 education system does not adequately prepare students for the workforce. Survey data shows 64% of employers indicated their employees struggle with reading, math, or both. 30% of respondents say they have to resort to remedial education or tutoring for employees. According to the survey, only 10% of Wisconsin employers rate the quality of their local school district as excellent. The city of Green Bay is facing backlash after it cited a nonprofit for housing the homeless. Civic Media's Connie Fellman has that story.
Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary got a citation for offering shelter to the homeless during the recent dangerously cold weather. In a Facebook post offering additional context and clarification, city leaders say it's important to emphasize the city's actions are not intended to discourage compassion or community-based efforts to help people in crisis. The city says it received formal complaints about activities at the property, and city inspectors are required to apply zoning, building and fire safety, and public health regulations. Comments responding to the city's post question the safety of unhoused people sleeping outside in the extreme cold. The city said they'll be reaching out to Safe Haven to work together for a long-term solution. I'm Connie Fellman.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options. Isabella Nieto has more.
Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. I'm Isabella Nieto.
According to the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts 2021 Assessment Report, the past decade has been the wettest on record. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, civicmedia.us.
The Badgers in Illinois tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Champaign to take on the Fighting Illini at Assembly Hall, now called State Farm Center. The Badgers coming off that loss at Indiana on Saturday. Illinois has dropped from 5th to 8th ranked in the nation after losing to Michigan State. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Orlando, 118-99 to the Magic. Those two teams face off again 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Florida. Baseball, Brewers manager Matt Arnold met with reporters about acquiring two left-handed pitchers, but trading away third baseman Caleb Durbin to the Boston Red Sox in the deal.
You know, we really like the defense on our infield, but you also start looking at the future here with guys like Jesus Madé and, you know, Cooper Pratt and Luke Adams, and we feel like we have the ingredients now to weather the loss of somebody like Caleb Durbin, who obviously meant a lot to our franchise, but we feel really good about the infield depth.
That's the Brewers general manager, Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high in the upper 20s to near 30 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid-teens for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high once again upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.